فضيلة المفتي صاحب، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا تيو مفتي صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم، جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother زكريا، and thank you very much to our brother Boniface. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Muharram 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verses 74 and 75. When one studies the world today, one will find that there are more than 8 billion people on this earth. But more than 7 billion people are non-Muslims, some of them worshipping idols, some of them worshipping money, some of them atheists, and so many other cults and so-called religions and so forth. So what does Almighty Allah Jalla Wala inform us regarding them? Chapter 36, verses 74-75. وَاتَّخَذُوا, they have taken, مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, آلِهَا. آلِهَا is the plural of إِلَه. إِلَه means deities, somebody you think and consider that you should worship. So remember that they have taken so many idols and objects of worship besides Almighty Allah, لَعَلَّهُمْ يُنصَرُونَ, so that they will be assisted. You go to the Christians, they will tell you that Jesus will help them, but Jesus could not help himself. According to them, they say he was crucified. We reject that, remember that. We say there was no crucifying. Well, that Quran Kareem states, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, nor did the Jews kill him and assassinate him, and nor did they crucify him. Remember, that's another crime of the Jews, the cursed nation. How Almighty Allah warns us about them. They are the killers and murderers of prophets and messengers, and they tried to assassinate Jesus, peace be upon him, and tried to assassinate Prophet Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is clearly enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, and verse number 157. So we should know that they are pinning their hopes on Jesus, or this one, on that one, but it's not going to help them. Second one, you take the people who are worshipping the idols, that is the Hindus or the Buddhas or other faiths. So how can that idol help you? If the bird comes, urinate and defecates on it, it can't help himself. And if you look at the idols yourself, I mean, it will bring, is a travesty of justice. You see, they have lingam, the male organ. Then they have Ganeshi, the elephant. Then they have, you must remember, Ganpati, and that is, you must remember, the snakes and the reptiles and what. Then they have Hanuman, the monkey, and what have you. So many things they'll have. I've been to India 6-7 times, and I visited so many temples. When you go with the tourist bus, they take you to all these places. So you start wondering, you know, over 1 billion people worshipping. Remember these type of objects. How will it help you? Next one, you see people are atheists. So now you just ask them that the sunrise, the sunset, your eyes, your ears, your tongue, everything of yours, who created? So if a person is fair and just, then you will have to accept that there's a supreme being and he is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Whether you want to call him God, capital G, you want to call him Khuda, you want to call him Kulun Kulu, that's your business. But there is one only, that exclusive creator, and he is the only one that is worthy of worship. And once people start pretending and accepting that they have deities and they have partners, so that is a recipe for disaster and everlasting doom and gloom. So they think that they will be assisted. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, La yastati'una nasrahum. That remember these deities and whosoever you have put your hopes on, they can never ever help them. Not today, not tomorrow, not on the day of justice. And on whom you are putting your hopes on, your lingam or your Ganeshi or whoever else, or you must remember some other idols or object of worship. وَهُمْ لَهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُحْضَرُونَ. And they, the worshippers, and the people, and the thing they are worshipping. But now you don't go say for Jesus and that. So it means these idols, and they worshipping this guru and that guru, and worshipping this peer sap and that peer sap. That remember that he tells them, make ruku to me, make sajda to me, bow down to me, kiss my feet, and I will give you health, I will give you children. وَهُمْ لَهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُحْضَرُونَ. So the whole happy lot, the whole entire group, remember that they will be presented straight in the fire and admitted in the fire. So now a person can object, but the idol did not commit any crime. They formed it, they shaped it, they made it, and then they started venerating it. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, he is the most just. But remember, Almighty Allah wants them to feel more pain and more regret. Hence Almighty Allah states in chapter 66, verse 6, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Ey iman walo, O you who believe, 89 times this phrase has been used in the noble Quran to elevate our rank and status. Save yourself, your family, children, grandchildren from the fire. What is the fuel of the fire? وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. And there the people will be there, the mushrikeen and the idol worshippers and the Jews, Christians, and all of them who are sane and mature, who believed in any cult and religion besides Islam. So the worshippers will be there, وَالْحِجَارَةُ, and the stones will be there. The stones will not be punished. They didn't commit a crime, but they will be there. So it will increase the regret, the remorse, and punishment for the worshippers. So that is the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 66, verse 6. Now in today's lesson, you see, وَهُمْ لَهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُحْضَرُونَ. So that is the ultimate destruction and everlasting doom and gloom. The true Muslim understands success only has one meaning. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Whosoever is taken far, far away from the fire of hell and Jahannam, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ, and that person is admitted, remember, into paradise, فَقَدْ فَاز, then definitely that person there is successful. Your son's name Fawz, your daughter's name Fawziya, Faiza, Faiza, or Faiz, all this comes from success. That's chapter number 3 and verse number 185. So the only recipe for Islam is we love Islam, we love with iman and faith and conviction, and we die with it. So that is very, very clear. And any other ism is a pathway to destruction, humiliation in this world and in the year after. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala let us pass away with Iman and Islam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, 17th of Muharram, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 292. So the biggest news today everywhere in the world is one harami meeting other haramis. Surah 24, chapter 24, verse number 26. Al-khabithatu lil-khabithina wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat. You will find the khabith, the immoral, the immodest, the satanic forces, male and female, and they incline towards one another. So Bibi Netanyahu and the war criminal and the butcher of Gaza landed there in America, and he went to rest in his hotel, and the people have surrounded his hotel and the caricature and the posters. He must be charged. He must be arrested. He's a war criminal. He is the butcher of Gaza. What humiliation. And all this is beamed across the world on television, on Twitter, and everything else you can think on. You know, today, any person with a smartphone, he or she becomes a journalist. You just press one button and 10,000, 100,000 people can receive that information immediately. So what humiliation. Surah chapter 22 and verse number 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. And whosoever Allah humiliates, there's none to give him honor. France Macron has said, if Netanyahu lands in France, we will arrest him. Norway said, if he lands here, we will arrest him. Pakistan, you know, normally they're not Pakistan, the leaders and rulers, they're not 100% good Muslims, they're terrible guys. But they woke up and they said that we declare today, the Pakistan government and politicians, that he, Benjamin Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, and remember that he is a super, he is a terrorist. Can you believe all this? Now let's see what's going to happen. BB will address the Congress. You see, today, Wednesday, and he'll meet the three musketeers on a one-to-one. So who will BB meet? He will meet Biden. That is, if Biden can hear him properly, because half the time he's senile. He doesn't know, he kisses the wrong woman and he thinks that he's his wife. Sometimes he says that he's black when he's white, you see. So he is totally senile and so forth, but he deserves it. Because three times when the proposal was made there at the United Nations Security Council for ceasefire, he told the people, no, no ceasefire. Murder, kill the babies and children and innocent civilians in Gaza al-Mubarakah. Your death toll today is over 200,000. And the politicians and the jutlas, and they will tell you 40,000. You have to multiply that times 5. Then he will meet Harris. But Harris is not going to be there when he speaks to Congress. Saunders will not be there when he's going to speak to Congress. So many Democrats are boycotting BB's lecture. Can you believe that? What humiliation. Not that they're good. Does Harris and them all shaitans also? But remember, they all have, you must remember, something to have a dig at him. So he, BB, will meet Biden, will meet Harris one-to-one privately, and then BB requested, no, I want to meet Trump. I want to meet Trump also. So Friday, that will be they'll meet. So he'll meet Biden tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday he'll meet Trump. So he wants his bread buttered both sides. But what has happened? Eh, jutlas, eh, Zionists, haramis throughout the world who are supporting BB, who are supporting Israel. Go listen to your news now. So you must remember, 500 plus Jews came from various states and cities in America, and they all assembled there and they spoke against him, and now they are arresting them. American police and the Capitol Police, they call them the Capitol Police. You must know Washington D.C. Washington D.C. is where the White House is, and we went inside there, you must remember, in 2000 and so forth. Yeah. So this was before 9/11, so we went and see everything that was happening. Anyway, I was very disappointed, to be honest. So that paint also was falling off. It looked like a very lousy building to me, the White House. Nevertheless, so what happened is that now the capital D.C. District of Columbia. So now what has happened is that these guys, this Capitol Police, arresting the jutlas, and they're telling them, why are you here? You must not be here. and whoever else, thousands of other people protesting, they're arresting them. So that is our own goal. Humiliated in Israel, humiliated across the world, and humiliated in the capital there as well. So that is what you should be knowing as well. Bibi must be in The Hague and arrested, not here in the White House, and not here meeting the President and Deputy President and Trump and so forth. So USA, the two-state solution cannot wait. Can you believe that? But we're hearing that song for 76 years. There must be peace in the Middle East, but you are the ones who planted Israel there. Britain first, America second, and then this haram child was born. Illegitimate B, and it's a big B. Remember that every leader of Israel, prime minister, president, war criminal, and person that should be held and taken to account. Bibi and Sarah, I told you when Trump was in the White House, they used to take their laundry. When he came with that plane of his, he brought 8 suitcases full of dirty clothes, and now they're going to send it to the laundry there in the White House because he's free of charge. Have you jutlas got no shame? Allah Ta'ala has cursed you. Ghullat aydihim wa lu'inu bima qalu. Allah made them stingy and Allah cursed them for what they said. Yes, that's what Sainach, that's what a jut. A khuya jut is a doya jut. If you know Afrikaans, let me translate it for you. You are stingy and a miser, just like a Jew. Look at this harami, prime minister of Israel, and he can't even wash his own laundry. Yesterday we sent it out and we called him the jackass. You must remember that, and the super terrorist and harami and so forth. Laundering money and can't wash his own laundry, brings it to the White House, and it's Sarah also, another corrupted person. What a shame and disgrace for the Zionists. The Democrats must boycott Bibi's speech. That's one of the leading articles in the Haaretz newspaper. But Bibi faces day of rage in Washington. You see that the people are upset in their thousands, Muslim, non-Muslim, Jews, and so many people. Secret Service head resigns. You see now they put an extra ear in Trump's ear. So the Times magazine have the man of the year. So this year they read the man of the year. So that is for Trump, you see that. So now they have the Secret Services, and she was in the post for about 2 years. And when they question now, how come there was such a big lapse? 2 minutes, your head full. After that you could see him and so forth, and yet you gave the guy enough time to shoot and so forth. And believe you me, he didn't operate alone. There were many other people involved. So she resigned with humiliation and disgrace because Trump took a bullet for democracy. Trump took a bullet for America. So that's how he's selling his campaign and so forth and so on. Violence against women and girls is increasing, and this is the report from the UK police. You see that? You allow your pornography, you allow prostitution, you allow abortion. So what do you really expect? Like South Africa, July will come to an end in August, the month of women and children and so forth and so on. And they will say no violence against women, no violence against children. But look at your laws. They're stinking. They're not worth the paper on which they are written. You must remember that. So therefore you find I have visitors here, the Makkah Jamaat and so forth, you know, Tabligh Jamaat, 4 of them. So I told them, Junubi Africa, Jamil Jiddan, very beautiful, very good. One problem, it is Asimatul Jaraim, it is the capital of crime. So how many women are raped every day? How many women are harassed every day? Because your laws are like that. You must remember you side with the victim in the name of human rights. Well, that human rights minus divine rights is not worth the paper on which is written as far as we Muslims are concerned. China is playing a great role. And they don't make a big fuss like the Americans and British. China call all the factions of the Palestinians and say, use your brains. America, Israel, Britain are playing one against the other. You must unite and be a united force. And then when this conflict ends, then you, all of you together, must rule Gaza, must rule West Bank, must rule all the portions, parts of the territories of Palestine. So it is a brilliant move. And politically, they're going to gain. You know, they brought peace among some Arab countries, and so forth and so on. IOC, the International Olympic Committee, should expel Israel from the Olympics, which is starting this Friday. So remember, people have written to them letters, and so many people, Palestinians, says they have murdered our 400 athletes already, and they are an apartheid regime. Even the highest court in the world has agreed with that, and therefore you should expel them and kick them out. It won't happen, but at least the statement has been made. Ethiopia, a sad, sad story. More than 230 people died in a landslide. That is all might Allah's kudrat and power. Sometime hurricanes, sometime floods, sometime earthquakes, sometime landslides and so forth, and people just die. Allah protect us. You know, during the COVID time in Sri Lanka, Colombo and all these places, that they had a regime there, a Buddhist regime. I've been twice there. The second time I went there, they were burning the Muslim homes and shops and so forth. These Buddhists, don't ever think that they were friends. They were enemies, remember that. So they were the people when the Muslim baby, the Muslim man, woman who died, what they call their so-called COVID, which was not a pandemic, but a plandemic and a scamdemic, and you had the quacks and the crooked church leaders and Muslim leaders, then imams and so forth, and sheikhs who were all paid, and scholars for dollars, they were of all denominations. So remember that. So these are the people, they would go and cremate the Muslims. Imagine that. So because of that, the Muslims were very, very upset and infuriated, and rightly so. So the Sri Lankan government yesterday apologized to the Muslims. We were wrong in cremating your bodies and your people who passed away, and we apologize. We don't accept it because it's just a political trick, to be honest. So anyway, last Sunday was the hottest day, they say, you understood, on record. So Allah Ta'ala is showing that they can roast us and toast us here in Hajj. How many people died? Because the Saudis always want the world must praise them. What a great job you did. I can tell you, this year already, 1446, we're only in Muharram, and Hajj will take place in Zulhijjah after 12 months, 11 months, however you want to count it. But the day after Arafat, they will have their big, big headlines that Hajj a resounding success, wonderful success, and Saudi government did well. All this is all, you know, we can read them like a book, like puppets they are. So Almighty Allah humiliated them. More than 1,000 people died and became shuhada because of the heat and the incompetence of the Saudi government and Hajj ministry. That is the truth. People can't speak that because they're very worried about their visa and so forth. So remember that. How can we approve of the budget? South African news I'm giving you now. How can we approve of the budget without the figures being shown to us? Who? Judge Slope. But now they say you can't call him Judge Slope because they expelled him, you see. And the DA say he must be kicked out from that portfolio and what have you from that committee. So anyway, Judge Slope, I call him Judge, go to hell. We're not interested in your bill stories. So he got the government properly. How the hell you expect us to approve things but you're not showing us the exact figures and so forth? A valid point, Judge Slope. Al-Jama'a woke up from their slumber. So they were always Yabrurs. You know what is Yabrurs? You see, G-Bai. G-Bai means you say G, G, G. Nanabai. It says no, no. So they were always G-Bais. You see that? They say Yabuawas. They'll tell ANC, yeah. So now, yeah, in our Johannesburg, the mayoral position is with the Jama'a. And now ANC and other parties want to kick him out. So Jama'a, now they're up in arms. They say, ANC, you to blame for all this poor service delivery. Yesterday also, big chaos on the highway and so forth and so on. So remember, now there are rows and ructions between Jama'a and ANC. Yesterday at the court in Durban, bomb scare, and they took everybody out. Imagine all the judges and magistrates running for cover, and all the applicants and respondents running for cover, but it turned out to be just a scam and a shame and all lies and so forth and so on. So let us give you some news here, my personal things. Okay, the programs for today, so 8:30 to 9, Maulana Muhammadi, the president of Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu-Natal, will inform the listeners where and where they're doing relief work, the Jamiat KZN, and Maulana Zahid Khan will interview him. Then in the medical file, Maulana Musala here is a wonderful guest, our personal friend, and that is Dr. Zubair Dular Khan. He is a master expert, mashallah, and a specialist ENT. So listen to that program. Very, very informative. Inshallah, tonight, between Maulana Musala here and his special guest is Dr. Zubair Dular Khan. He's in Cape Town. My wife's brother, Maulana Qasim, he's there in PE, his wife passed away. Now see this, we're living in South Africa, right? She passed away, Apa Kulsum. She was very, very ill for 2 years and more, right? So she passed away yesterday at around 10 o'clock. I spoke to Maulana Qasim and his son, Hafiz Adil. So around 10 o'clock, she passed away. 1 o'clock after Zohar Salat and Masjid Fuqara, Janaza Salat. 3 hours, 3 1/4 hours, everything done. That is what Islam teaches us. All this delay, 8, 10, 12, 15, 20 hours, all haram, all that. We must expedite this. Allah Ta'ala grant her. Our Maulana Qasim, my brother-in-law, wife's brother, did grant her Apa Kulsum Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, and all might Allah grant the family Sabri Jamil as well. So mashallah, our, you know, Jamaat here from Makkah, I was there with them yesterday from Asr to Maghrib almost, and they in Masjid Umar Farooq. Tomorrow, Thursday, is their last day, and then Friday they'll be flying out. So you ulama, students, people, the men who want to meet them, go today there to Masjid Umar Farooq. Yesterday, mashallah, our engineering team, they gave me a very good surprise. When I started this career in media, then first broadcast was 22nd of January 2001. And we still have tafsir of the Noble Quran on CII, but not every day, Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday. And then after many years, it became every day, like, you know, Monday to Friday and so forth. Anyway, then in 2009, we completed the Quran Sharif, and there was I knew nothing, and they prepared a surprise for me. So yesterday, our brother Tobela, that Allah reward him, you know, yeah, I don't know from where he found that, and he sent it to me, so I sent it out, and the messages we're brief receiving from different parts of the world. Allah Ta'ala reward all of you. Allah grant us all ikhlas, sincerity, istiqamah, steadfastness. Allah grant us qabooliyat. Allah bless our parents, our teachers, our mashayikh. Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali, number one. Yesterday one Maulana spoke to me. He said, I never knew your family was so close to him. I said, don't say Maulana Zubair Ali. We only called him Mamaji. Mamaji, my nanima, my mother's mother, my maternal grandmother was in Stanerton, and Hazrat Maulana was in Stanerton, in the town masjid there, and they had all the shanty houses, you know, corrugated iron, and Hazrat Mamaji was alone there, and my nanima, my maternal grandmother, who'd give food and what have you. And then they asked Hazrat Maulana, now we have to say, that who's the, say, my sister. So we became their first family. And when Hazrat passed away, I was there for his janaza, and I used to go every second week with my parents. And when he passed away on a Friday in Muharram, so 1967, after Maulana Zahir Ali and then their mother, you know, it did finish. Maulana Zahir Ali told me this personally. Then he said, Ummi Jan said, first stop after the Iddat, take me to Heidelberg. Take me to Halimabai. I want to go to Halimabai. Halimabai is my beloved mother. So I was very, very amazed. I never knew that because we were so young, you know. So remember, Allah grant all of them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Gee, Maulana, we have 15 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, I missed my namaz for 33 years. We were never forced to read in those days. How do I pay back all the farz namaz I missed since I became baligh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Anytime today when it's not makruh time and undesirable time, read 2 rakah salatu shukr that Ya Allah, at least after 33 years, I'm 60 years old now, 70 years old, 50 years old, realization has come that I must salat and so forth. If a person dies and was not reading salat, then what happens? Ma salakakum fi saqar. What made you walk straight into Jahannam and the hellfire? The first thing they will say, Qalu lam nakum minal musallin, that we were not performing salat. So thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Remember that for His great bounty, better late than never. If you want a reference of that verse, Almighty Allah mentions in chapter 74 and verses 42, 43, 44. So you can check it up there, chapter 74, verses 42, 43, 44, and it carries on. So I give you a story, true story. My uncle, remember there in Potchefstroom, so he missed Salat for several years. He used to read, don't read all. He made up his mind, now I want to make Qaza. So he made Qaza for 20, 30 years, whatever it is, but long period. And then Allah wants to honor him because he was a Sadiq, he was a true person. He was reading Witr Salat in the Potchefstroom Masjid Mohadeen, if you know Poch. And while reading Witr Salat, then he passes away in Salat. I read his Janaza Salat. If you want his name, Haji O.G. Muhammad, so you must remember that. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdos, Waliyullah. My uncle, my chacha, my kaka, Jusa kaka, my father's elder brother. So he came to me many, many years ago. And this is, he passed away in 82, 3 months after my father passed away. And he said, I want to start reading Qadha. 10 years, 15 years, whatever. I said, this is what you must do. He did it on Thursday night, the night of Jumu'ah, while making dua in the masjid that then was Musalla. He passed away. Haji Bhai Padia used to meet me and tell me, Haji Bhai Padia passed away in 98, Rahimahullah. We were there for his janaza as well. So Haji Bhai Padia used to tell me, Aapke chacha ke maut par mujhe rashk aati hai. I envy the death your uncle had, you see. So you are my brother, sister, 33 years. Don't look at that. Look at the grace and mercy of Allah. So every night I'm going to make qaza. 100 qaza, 30 qaza, 50 qaza. You got the whole night. Daytime you can't make qaza when the sun is rising. And 12, 15 minutes after that you wait. And then you start your qaza. When the sun is at the zenith, istiwa, what our people call zawal, is a wrong term. But anyway, so the proper term is istiwa. So that time you can't be reading by us nowadays around 12, 15 and so forth. And remember sunset time and 10, 15 minutes before that qadha you can't read. So beside these three times you got daytime, nighttime. Fajr you read 2, Zohar you read 4, Asr you read 4, Maghrib you read 3, Isha you read 4 and 3, and say Allah, I'm starting today immediately. Wednesday is one of the best days to start something. Our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Mother Aisha taught us that. If you want a reference, go open Al-Maqasidul Hasana by Allama Sakhawi. Allah be with you, my brother. If you are Talib Sadiq, you are truthful, Allah will give you such a wonderful death, because the servant of mine turned to me and is crying, Ya Allah, forgive me. So that is Allah. He loves it when we turn to Him and we plead guilty.
Somebody is 80 years old, Mufti Saab, does not perform namaz. Are they out of the fold of Islam? Also, if somebody doesn't pay zakat, what will happen?
If people reject the compulsion of salat, then remember that they say there's no such thing as 5 daily salat, like Parvez. Parvez was a crazy guy in Pakistan. He said that you must study the word, what is salat, musalli. So when you have horse racing, you know July handicap, so you have horse racing, and then the horse that comes out first, you call it al-mujalli, and the horse that comes out second, you call it musalli. So he said, you don't have to read salat. Musalli means horse racing. So we must do exercise salat time and so forth. So people like that, 100% murtad, kafir, non-Muslim, dispatched to hell. people who believe Salat is compulsory, but laziness and lethargy, all that overtakes them. Are they Muslim? Are they non-Muslim? They're Muslim, but remember, major sin they are guilty of. That is the verdict of Shafi'is, the Malikis and Hanafis. Shafi'is and Malikis say the death penalty is for them. Hanafis say you should incarcerate, imprison them. Hatta yatub or yamut, till they die or till they repent. The Hanbali scholars say, and this is their fatwa till today, that for such people, they murtad out of the fold of Islam, and their nikah is broken, and you can't bury them in a Muslim graveyard. But we don't issue the fatwa on that. I just mention it to show you the seriousness of the situation. Same thing with zakat. If a person rejects the compulsion of it, then he's out of the fold of Islam. Otherwise, he will be guilty of a major sin. وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِدَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Surah 9, verses 34-35. People who hoard their gold, silver, and zakatable items, they don't spend it in the path of Allah, they will be punished and their bodies will be branded with the fire of Jahannam, and they will stay there for a very long time. So it's a major sin if people believe in it but do not pay their zakat. But they reject it, then there's consensus, they're out of the fold of Islam.
Mufti Sahab, there's an emergency situation. Can a woman travel musafir distance if the mahram is driving behind? There's an emergency and the female will be in an ambulance with her granny and the mahram will be driving behind the ambulance. Is this permissible?
I received that question yesterday on my WhatsApp or on email, and I answered it. I said, yes, it's permissible. So, I mean, Islam is a religion for all times, all places, all circumstances. Now, the nanima or the dadima, the grandmother is in the ambulance, and then they allow another person, maybe the daughter, granddaughter, to be with her, and, you know, she needs someone to give her some, you understand, moral support, and the son is driving the car behind the ambulance. Totally permissible. In Islam, la yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha. They're going from here, Johannesburg to Newcastle, Ladysmith, Durban, so all that is permissible. So Surah 2, verse 286, Allah has not burdened any person more than his or her ability capacity. So I'm sitting in first class, and they gave me upgrade, and they didn't give my wife upgrade. She's sitting in economy. So what you will say, is permissible or not permissible? Obviously it's permissible. Taqwa, all that is different, but fatwa, we're in the same plane, and yeah, we're going to the same place, so all that permissible, no problem with that.
Mufti Sahab, it is said that it is sunnah to ride a horse. However, you say it's forbidden for a female to ride a horse. What's the double standards?
Remember the second question, it happened to us once, you understood? They gave me upgrade. So, you know, on this, I should travel a lot with this Emirates and that. They didn't give my wife. So I went to go sit there. So I said that these guys here ought to show them something. So I went back after 1 hour. I told my wife, you go in front and I'll sit at the back. What they can do? They can't do nothing. You must remember, we just swap the seats around. So that is how both of us will benefit like this. You, my brother, you confuse or your fuses are blown. You know, you all think that we make the Sharia. We're not the Pope. So remember that. Understand these terms, oh you ulama, oh you students, oh you Muslim. When you study Judaism of today, you study Christianity, all that. So they make, you must remember, they are Jewish leaders, spiritual leaders, and they are Pope and priests, the Sharia, Shari with the Ain in the ending. They make them the legislator. And that's why they have the right to say halal, haram, and so forth. If the Pope says today that abortion is legal, so the Catholic Church will accept it. So they will say he is the legislator. So Islam, nobody is the legislator, only Almighty Allah is the legislator. So remember when the fuqaha and the jurists and they speak, they are the shari' with the ha in the end. They explain the sharia in the light of the noble Quran and in the light of the Sunnah. Now take all these verses in the noble Quran. As far as the Jutlas, the Haramis go, and their crooked rabbis go, and as far as the Christians go, and far as their priest and pope go, all lot also corrupted characters. So Almighty Allah speaks of that in the noble Quran. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They have taken that their rabbis and their pope and their priests to be the gods besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 9 verse 31. They took them as legislators. Remember that. And we have to explain the deen. Not we are going to make halal, haram and so forth. So we have to follow what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 3 verse 31 and 32, فَاتَّبِعُونِ, follow me immaculately in my actions, then you'll become the beloved of Almighty Allah and your sins will be forgiven. And the speech Mubarak of the Master, so أَتِيُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُ أَتِيُ اللَّهَ وَأَتِيُ رَسُولُ, all these type of verses you will find. Go see chapter 3 verse 32. So that is Quran. Now, my brother, you say that the man and woman, so double standards. You like tennis. So why they play Wimbledon all day, 5 sets for the woman, for the man, and 3 sets for the woman? Why America till today never had a woman president? Why Israel never had a woman president? So it's double standards. Why you as a male, you can't breastfeed and fall pregnant? Double standards. Why you can't get menses? You see, brother? So you need to understand, either you confuse or your fuses are blown. This hadith mentioned, you must remember that, La anna Allahul Furuj ala Suruj. Allah Ta'ala has cursed the ladies who are on the horses and all that. Imagine somebody's wife taking part in the July handicap and galloping on the horse, and the men are seeing her and ogling her. It's right, all that kind of things there. Quran Kareem states, Surah 33, verse 33, we don't have to curry favor with anybody, any person, politician, government, organization. We are here to teach you what Quran Sharif teaches us, what Sunnah Mubarakah teaches us, what the Ahlul Bayt, the household of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, and Sahaba and the Awliyaullah, the special slaves and servants of Allah Jalla Wala, according to the 4 schools. That is what we teach and preach. So remember, Quran Kareem states, Surah 33 verse 33, وَقَرْنَا Woman, your place is at home. Not gallivanting here with your car, going every day, dropping children, school, madrasa, visiting the mall and meeting Paul, and going horse galloping and so forth and so on. That since when all that became jais and that? Ask any Maulvi, any sheikh to give us a written fatwa that all this is permissible with dalail and evidence in Quran and Sunnah. Tell any Maulvi to give that, or any Mufti, or any sheikh. All haram, all this is. But we don't want to fit into Islam. We want Islam to fit into our warmest fancies and desires. That is the crime of the Muslim of today. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. We want to please Allah. We want to please Lucifer and Satan and Shaitan also. Shaitan is very pleased. Allah is not pleased. Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fi silm. Enter into Islam in its totality. Islam is not some supermarket pick and choose and all that. It got a special today, so we will practice on this, and a special tomorrow we will practice. Nay, Islam is a way of life, all times, all places, all circumstances.
Mufti Sahab, does Markaz Sahaba not work on Smart Bilal anymore?
Markaz Sahaba does not work on Smart Bilal anymore. So any one of you want to listen to us on your phones and so forth, contact me and we will send it to you, the new link. New link meaning for you, it will be new, is long now. And I will send it to you, and inshallah, okay, what I'll do, I will send it out on all the groups and send it out on Twitter, Telegram and all that. My number is 071-888-1184. 071 888-1184. Please, I don't want long stories. I don't have time. Remember, KISS. Keep it short and sweet. You want to join our group? Just send me a WhatsApp and write group. Finish. We will send you all the links and how you can join. Inshallah. Alhamdulillah, the listenership is growing. We can see from the emails and the messages we're receiving from various parts of the world. Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. Last question, Maulana.
In my hometown, Subah Sadiq is at 5:22 a.m. Can I perform my Fajr Salah at 5:15 only for one day because of necessity?
Haram, how you can do that? If Fajr time starts at 5:22, Subah Sadiq, and you want to make at 5:15, 5:10, so that's Subah Kazib, that's still Tahajjud time. So it's like reading Maghrib Isha now. So yeah, you can read Salat like that. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Inna Salat Kaanat Alal Mu'mineena Kitabam Mawkuta. Salat is a designated times. Okay, I know what's your problem. Most probably you got a flight to catch or something. So why you feel shy? So we used to read Salat 100 times in the plane, 1,000 times in the plane. So you must remember that. I used to go and I tell that air hostess steward, I'm going to pray. She said, very good. This is the place you must pray. I face the Qibla, I stand. Sometime I take my wife with me and then I make Jamaat also in the plane. If you want to do something, nobody can stop you. Agar tu hina chahe to bahane haza. If you don't want to do something, then you will look for 1,000 excuses. We must be proud of our Islam. Proud meaning we must not be ashamed that we're going to read Salat in the plane. Let them look at us. What is there? It is da'wat for them. We will pray to Allah and not pray, P-R-E-Y, on the creation of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullahu khayran ahsan al-jazamu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat inshallah al-aziz till tomorrow morning. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.